This is a song in Nashville in those days of being a nobody. I did come up with one song that almost made it out. But thank God it didn't, because maybe I wouldn't have made it here. You know, so I don't think so, really, though. But anyway, you know, country music is very suggestive, and you know, it's about love and divorce and all that kind of stuff. You know, before it was all about trucks, it was about people, and yeah, trucks kind of took over the last couple of years. Yes, I like the old version personally, and I had some friends who were good songwriters, and they'd come see me at the Exit Inn, but still nothing was really going on for me. And then so I was watching one night. I was playing in Atlanta, and I was at the Marriott about 2 in the morning, and I saw this couple actually living out a real country song right in the booth. Let's say it was a tiny bit more than suggestive. I took that. And I said, I'm going to write a song that will leave no doubt in anybody's mind what's going on here in this country song. So this is the song I wrote, and it came, and I put it on White Sport Coat to the chagrin of a lot of people. This was not my mother's favorite song. You figured it out, right? Okay. So anyway, what happened was, It came off of there, and it never went on the radio, of course, but it got huge jukebox play. Yeah, and then I'd worked in the summer in Pascagoula with my cousin Baxter, because my uncle owned a bar in Pascagoula. That's right. I knew, Franz, that you would squeal when I said Pascagoula. Okay, my buddy here, Franz, is from Pascagoula too. So anyway, Roy's bar, but one of my jobs was, after cleaning up, I had to empty the quarters out of the jukebox machine into a bank bag and take it to the bank. And that was amazing to me at that time. There were a lot of quarters in that bag, you know? And so switched to Nashville, and I got a jukebox hit, and I went, boy, I'm going to make a lot more than quarters on this thing. Until it was explained to me that at that point in time, you didn't get paid on jukebox play. And I went, why not? And they went, you know, those guys. So the mafia owned the jukeboxes, and they never paid. So I had a hit song that pissed everybody off, and I never got paid. Okay, so we're going to do it for you right now. Okay. All right. I really do appreciate, I do, the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but you may Culture in the house. Culture in the house. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. So.